State police are investigating Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. This while authorities with the Oregon State Bar are reviewing his actions with the grand jury. The State Bar investigation started last March, and spokesperson Kateri Walsh says they're probably months away from a conclusion.
The Flaherty matter is still under review by disciplinary counsel's office. Once that investigation is concluded, the next step for our office would be either to dismiss the matter if we do not find credible evidence of an ethics violation.
Or the state bar could seek authorization to prosecute through a state board that operates like a grand jury. Oregon State Police aren't commenting on their investigation. Spokesman Lieutenant Greg Hastings did say that OSP does occasionally investigate complaints involving public officials, but he adds that it's very rare to investigate a DA. A hotel and a new shopping center could soon go in on Bend's north side. Two proposals presented to the city in the past 4 months could result in further development of the Cascade Village Shopping Center and in a new development along Highway 20 between Cooley and Roble Roads. The Cascade Village wants to add a 55,000-square-foot hotel and add 28,000 square feet of retail space. The all-new Promenade at Bend would include a 215,000-square-foot retail building envelope, a separate 14,000-square-foot building, and five other areas for future development. An article in the Bulletin says concerns about increased traffic in the area have already slowed development there, and ODOT has proposed rerouting Highway 97. The firing of University of Oregon President Richard LaRiviere continues to bring strong reaction. The State Board of Higher Education on Monday voted unanimously to not renew his contract. Those who support him say he was just trying to bring in more revenue for the university by giving the school more financial independence. Former state lawmaker Dennis Luke, though, who once served as chair of the House Education Committee, has a different reaction.
I wasn't surprised. As I've been following in the paper, they talked with him about this more than once. I worked closely with Dave Frohnmayer when I was in the legislature and have a great deal of respect for him. And he advanced a lot of things at the University of Oregon and made a huge difference there, I thought. But he did it within the system. And there is a system you have to work with in the state of Oregon. And if you try to get too far out of that, they sometimes don't like that, and we'll find someone who will actually work within the system.
The board decided LaRiviere will leave the university by the end of December. That's 6 months before his contract was to expire. Latest retail numbers say we're off to a good start. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Both Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales were up substantially over last year. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says Americans seem to have more money to spend this Christmas.
We should see a 2 or 3% increase over last year, which is a pretty healthy increase, especially from what you've seen us go through out there. There are people out there with jobs and are still doing it, and those people are going out and they're saving more. We've seen our savings rate go up. We've seen personal income increase in the last couple months. So I think that'll translate into a better general buying season in the retail holiday season.
Cyber Monday saw sales up 33% this year over last. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
The former Backscatter radar site near Christmas Valley here in Oregon is getting $1 million solar makeover. The site once had three substations and 200 megawatts of transmission lines.
When its power is no longer needed for operating the facility, it became a natural consideration for generating renewable energies.
Stan Hutchinson with the Oregon Military Department says the project will include about 500 solar panels generating 100 kilowatts of energy. The site was originally built to track Soviet missiles during the Cold War, but the USSR collapsed before it was completed. And a national travel publication says that Portland has some of the nation's strangest people. In its December issue, Travel and Leisure published its list of 20 U.S. cities with what it considers to be the strangest people, and Portland ranks fourth on the list. The magazine says Portlanders love their bicycles, food trucks, and comfortable shoes, and they also seem pretty happy. But the magazine does not note anything specifically that can be classified as strange. They do also rank Portland at the top for friendliness. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.